It's Friday, January 22nd. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and these are your top stories brought to you by Peggy Slappy Properties. New Gwinnett School Board majority plans to bring change. Lawrenceville's Christian Pryor named NSA Suda Bay's 2020 Junior Sailor of the Year. Gwinnett creates Citizen Advisory Board to work with county police on law enforcement issues. And Gwinnett Daily Post sports editor Will Hammack has the week in Gwinnett sports.
Why buy at Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 easy steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. Our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Our top story, 2 years after the first person of color won a seat on the Gwinnett School Board, non-white members will make up a majority of the board for the largest and most diverse school system in Georgia starting January 1st. New faces will replace the chair, Georgia's longest-serving school board member with 48 years in her seat, and the vice chair, who has served 15 years. Johnson and Watkins campaigned together with closely aligned priorities, and Blair agrees with many of them, setting up a new majority on the five-member board. Those priorities include more support for students in lower-income areas and improved procedures to tackle the disproportionate discipline against students of color. It's not clear what the changes on the board mean for J. Alvin Wilbanks, the school district's superintendent for the past 24 years. Wilbanks' contract expires in 2022. Many who supported this year's opposition slate have called for his replacement, saying a new leader would be more in tune with the shifting demographics in Gwinnett schools. Wilbanks said he and the newly elected board members share the goal of providing the best possible education for children. 44-year-old Johnson, who is black and Jewish, defeated Louise Radloff, the outgoing board chair, in the Democratic primary and won last month against a Republican write-in candidate. Watkins, a Democrat, defeated Carol Boyce, the current vice chair. Her win tips the board to a Democratic majority. Johnson and Watkins also have children going through Gwinnett schools, unlike any other board members this school year. Watkins said she wants to address large class sizes in some schools as an equity issue. She also said the school district, one of the few in Metro Atlanta to open its buildings in the fall, seemed to be taking a lot of risks during the coronavirus pandemic. Johnson's wish list included pre-kindergarten in all Gwinnett elementary schools, along with academic before and aftercare programs in more schools. She's pushing to hire more teachers who are bilingual or certified to teach English as a second language, increase diversity in the curriculum, and require anti-racism training for everyone in the school district, including students and board members. She wants more counselors and social workers in the schools to address children's traumas and favors the restorative justice model of discipline that relies on mediation. She said school resource officers should not be involved in discipline unless the matter is criminal. Their slate included Tanisha Banks, a special education teacher in Gwinnett, who planned on finding another job had she defeated Mary Kay Murphy, who won narrowly. Murphy took office in 1997 and will now be the most experienced member on the board. Come next month, every other member will have served for less than 2 years. Blair said he encouraged Banks, Johnson, and Watkins to run and gave his perspective, although he did not recruit them. His priorities include setting thresholds based on coronavirus metrics that would trigger increased public health restrictions in the school district and creating a more formal process for teacher feedback. Steve Knudsen, who was elected 2 years ago, said he expects Blair to be the next board president and would like to serve as vice president. Knudsen, like most of the incumbent board members, said he hopes his new colleagues take time to learn what's working in Gwinnett before making changes. Now here's some great news we can all celebrate no matter who you are. Lawrenceville native Christian Pryor was recently named 2020 Junior Sailor of the Year. Pryor, an aviation boatswain's mate, third class, received his certificate from Captain Rafael C. Facundo, commanding officer, Naval Support Activity, Suda Bay, Greece, on December 16, 2020. Pryor has been in the Navy for 6 years and 9 months and at NSA Suda Bay for a year and 9 months. Pryor is part of the Air Operations T-Line Division, provides equipment for air crew, and supports the launch and recovery of all aircraft that come through NSA Suda Bay. NSA Suda Bay is an operational ashore base that enables U.S., allied, and partner nation forces to be where they are needed when they are needed and to ensure security and stability in Europe, Africa, and Southwest Asia. Coming up, Gwinnett creates a citizen advisory board, and Gwinnett Daily Post sports editor Will Hammack checks in on sports.
Hey guys, it's Amanda Lee, your local host and Gwinnett native. 2020 has been a different year for sure, but if the time has come for you and your family to buy, sell, or rent a new home, Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and her team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years now, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy and her team are a little different. Her team of 35-plus realtors realize that fostering strong relationships within the community is the key to their business. Peggy's team of professionals can work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes, new homes, rentals, with listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference is, at Peggy Slappy Properties, they're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call 24/7 at 770-271-5555. Peggy delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
Are you changing your health coverage this year? Consider Reese Richardson with Health That Cares. Reese is a licensed advisor right here in Georgia that takes a unique, personal approach with every customer to find the right fit. Reese has access to private plans that fit any budget. That's right, tell Reese what deductible works for you. Reese works with individual coverages, families, and businesses. So next time you consider switching up your health insurance, call Reese Richardson at 813-734-3206 for your free quote.
Gwinnett County is preparing to launch an 11-member Police Citizens Advisory Board that will guide the county's police department as it adapts its policies and practices to meet the needs of the community. County commissioners voted to adopt a resolution to establish the board, which has been on the drawing board for months, at their meeting on Tuesday. Although the resolution was voted on this week, it does not go into effect until February 1st. Although the county's 2021 budget did leave some leeway for new commissioners to find projects of their own to do this year, the Citizen Advisory Board was actually something specifically put in the budget by former Commission Chairwoman Charlotte Nash. Documents included in the agenda packet for Tuesday's meeting show the idea for the board came out of transition of power planning that the commission began last July, which was in the aftermath of protests of the deaths of people such as George Floyd, Rashard Brooks, and Breonna Taylor during encounters with police in other jurisdictions. And as always, it's Friday, so let's check in with GDP sports editor Will Hammack on sports, brought to you by our friends at Kia Mall of Georgia. Will, what does Gwinnett County Public Schools' shifted attendance policy mean for fans this year?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. There's still a 150-fan limit like there has been, but now they're not allowing students in. It's only parents of players, parents of cheerleaders. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. It's sad that a lot of these classmates can't watch their classmates play basketball. And that's something they look forward to. The student sections are always fun. And even people that just like high school basketball aren't going to be able to go and catch a game as far as the GCPS games go. Now, there's certainly ways around it. Lanier played at Buford this past week, so the Lanier fans were able to go to Buford because the rules don't imply it at Buford's arena. So Lanier had a nice student section at that game. And anytime Gwinnett plays private school teams, and I'm sure once the state playoffs get going, they'll be able to do those. But it'll be rough for the regular season not to have those home basketball games where you have your student section and where you get to watch your team play. But it's definitely going to be weird, but that's the way it is now with COVID.
How important was the win for Norcross over number 5 Berkmar?
I think it was kind of a work in progress, Norcross team, just because they had so many young guys they were counting on. But it seems like they're coming together at the right time of the season. I think when it comes down to the postseason, you're going to see Norcross making a run. They got a veteran player like Jalen Harris leading the way. He's played a lot of basketball for Norcross over the past couple seasons. But they have some younger players they relied on that really played well against Berkmar. London Johnson played well, and Jerry Ding played well. And I think a name really to remember, a freshman who's going to be a big-time player for Norcross, Ja'Kai Howard. He's going to be an incredible player, kind of one of the nationally ranked players that they have over there. He's going to be fun to watch over the next several years, but I don't think you can count out Berkmar either. They didn't play really well in this game, and Berkmar's been on a great run this season. I think Berkmar is going to be a team to be reckoned with when postseason time comes as well.
You attended the Buford and Lanier games this week. What impressed you about the Buford girls and the Lanier boys teams?
The Buford girls kind of did what they always do. They played incredible defense. They're still unbeaten, and they do what they always do. They get after you from end to end, play pressing defense, force a lot of turnovers. they outscored Lanier 28-0 in the second quarter, which was pretty incredible. And really almost shut them out in the third quarter. They gave one three-pointer in the third quarter with like a minute and a half left. So almost back-to-back shutout quarters by that Buford defense. Really got after it. Tough matchup for Lanier there. Lanier was coming off a pretty big win over to Cula. But then look at the boys' game. Lanier's got a lot of talent over there. They've got a lot of experience as well. They have some young guys that they're relying on, but they have some kids that played a lot last year as well when that team went to the state championship game. So a pretty good mix, and they've played really well this season. They're in a very difficult region. We talk about Shiloh in there, Buford in there, some big-time teams. The Cula boys are playing really well. So that's a very tough region. It was a nice win for them over our Buford team that had been playing pretty well. Buford seems to have trouble scoring the basketball. They play very well defensively, much like they always do. I don't really have that go-to scorer maybe that they've had in past years. Jalen Taylor's been a pretty good player, but really don't have a lot of options there on the as far as just go-to scorers, multiple go-to scorers, I would say. And that kind of got them there in the end. They weren't able to get a basket against Lanier, but Lanier definitely has the go-to scorers. Andrew McConnell, certainly one of the best guards in the state, and look for Lanier to make some noise in the postseason.
What else has caught your eye this week and last in Gwinnett sports?
Well, I think a big award nationally kind of drew my attention. Barrett Carter, the outstanding linebacker / running back / wide receiver at North Gwinnett, who signed with Clemson. He was National Player of the Year by the All-American Bowl. Typically, in most years, he'd be able to play in the All-American Bowl. Unfortunately, with the COVID situation, the game, it used to be the U.S. Army All-American game, but now it's the All-American Bowl, and it's prestigious to be picked for that game, and even more prestigious when you get picked as the National Defensive Player of the Year. So a huge honor for Barrett. He had a great season defensively, as usual, and also carried the load at running back for a good portion of the important part of the season, I would say, for North Gwinnett. And he did it all the while battling a pretty ankle injury. So it wasn't even close to 100% this year, but fought through it and had a great season. It was cool to see him get a national award for that.
And what exciting basketball games do we have to look forward to this weekend and next week?
Yeah, I think there's a couple boys games that kind of all four teams are unbeaten in region play. I think the first one is Friday, North Gwinnett. They're 3-0 in Region 8. They play Peachtree Ridge, which is also 3-0 in Region 8. Peachtree Ridge overall record is not very impressive, but they're playing well at the right time. They're, like we said, 3-0 in the region and winning the important games. North Gwinnett's kind of been a team that's been on the radar all year long after what they did last year, and they've played well early in the season. So it's going to be a very big game for the region lead there in Region 8 on Friday. And then on Tuesday, the Parkview boys and Grayson boys, who are both undefeated in Region 4, match up. And I think Parkview's really had a breakout season. And Grayson, of course, we know what they've done the past several years. So it's going to be a great matchup there in Region 4 to see who comes out on top and takes the region lead there.
Thanks, Will, and thank you for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
This podcast is brought to you in part by AM 920 The Answer, Atlanta's home for news, opinion, and insight. Just go to am920theanswer.com to listen live. That's am920theanswer.com.
Thank you for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. This podcast was produced by BG Ad Group, directed by Jacob Sutherland. Please subscribe to the podcast to get the latest hyperlocal news and information from Gwinnett County's news source, the Gwinnett Daily Post. Please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, and be sure to tell your friends.